I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Backstreet Boys.
Me you made a succulent log?
I did. I made a succulent log. But I don't want to talk about it on the air because it's a thank you gift for someone.
Oh, you didn't give it to him yet?
Oh, no. No, not yet. Oh. I'm going to bring it over there today. It's okay. No, they don't know. They'll know
when they see it. They'll be like, oh, she was talking about my succulent log.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, oh, we're the lucky recipients of the succulent log. It's beautiful. It came out great. It's not weird. It's great.
But, you know, here I am excited about a kitchen countertop. So everything's weird.
I know. It's a good time to be alive, Vinny. It's a great week for that. Succulent log.
I mean, I really am. I stood there last night. No one's around, yeah. And I'm alone, and I'm looking at this.
You should
kitchen.
Load the kitchen all back up so that it's when your wife comes over, she'll be like, "Oh my God, you put
oh,
all this
she
stuff
was
away.
Over.
Oh,
oh
okay.
She's been. We see each other all day, every day.
Oh,
there isn't like
you're
any,
not alone in
no,
that house all day.
No.
I picture
even,
you like alone,
no,
kicking around the house, watching Harry Potter.
No, she
bachelor
comes
life.
O- no, she's over all day working.
Ah,
so one kid's in school now, which is thankfully back to normal, right? And
enjoy.
The other kids. Where she's supposed to be, and the missus is working. So she's there. She's there and watching this process go down.
So she's so stoked.
No, when I walked in, she came running out. What do you think? And I was like, it's really great.
Did she load all your Fiesta wear back in? Because that's going to look beautiful in that white kitchen.
It is going to look great, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Anyway.
It's dusty, though. You got to wipe out all the cabinets.
There's a lot of stuff that still needs to be done.
I wonder if they'll do some of that for you.
Yes.
A lot of times they
Kirk
do.
Is beyond belief about clean.
Yeah.
He's and that's why I
that's
hire
what you
him.
Want.
The guy is first of all, he's meticulous. One this is an old job he did. He did this bathroom.
Yeah. The one at your apartment?
The floor wasn't right. He goes, I can't this isn't gonna work. He made the guy pull it up.
Good.
And we redid it.
Great.
And
I like
was
that
like,
kind of guy.
Thank God I didn't have to be the one that says I don't. Is it as clean as it should be?
Mm.
He said it's not as clean as it should be. Mm. We're pulling it, redoing it. That's good.
Yes.
You want that.
That is what you want.
I
a
want
contractor.
His eye to be the one that says.
You don't
want
to have to talk the guy into getting the work done right. You want the guy to take a look and go, that's not right.
Right. So that's who we're dealing with, and he's excellent. And yeah, it's all good.
Mm.
Anyway, tell me some trash, would you?
I will. I want to tell you some other stuff first.
Okay.
Though. The Backstreet Boys.
Oh, these guys.
All right.
Okay, Bryn.
I know. He's so happy.
Nipples, just never mind.
We're doing an I Want It Wednesday.
Where are you
Wednesday.
Going with that?
Can you say that?
Yeah, you can say
Can you say your nipples got hard?
Oh.
I don't see why not.
Oh, dump it.
I can't
dump
think.
It.
Please,
I
with
think
all the
I
things.
Said that.
No, don't dump it. With all the things I've said already this morning, I think nipples hard. It's fine.
I mean, it's, when it gets cold, you know.
If that's a natural.
That Bryn's
yeah. shirt just got snug, everyone.
He just cut holes through the front of his shirt with his little Dremel bits.
Backstreet
so,
Boys.
Backstreet's back. All right. They're back in the Bay this August. Tomorrow is I Want It Wednesday. Get it? Like fits right in there.
I don't get it.
It's all day on Wednesday. If you want tickets, just listen to Alice. All day Wednesday, listen on the fives every hour between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. for your cue to call. If you call a 9, you'll get the Backstreet Boys tickets for either their Concord Pavilion show on Friday, August 14th, or the Shoreline Amphitheater show on Saturday, the 15th. Mm. Do we get any news on whether people can... I mean, if you live near Shoreline and you win the Concord tickets, I mean... Let's
yeah,
figure that out.
Michelle?
Tickets go. Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah, well, we don't need to let them beg Michelle. Michelle will deal with you on your person on a one-on-one basis.
Yeah, but know that she's, you know, easily influenced. You can make her do your bidding. You're a listener. She, you know, don't you worry. You got this. If you win these tickets, the tickets actually go on sale Friday the 14th. That would be Valentine's Day. Noon. is when they go on sale at LiveNation.com.
The lady that just yelled WTF on Bart, that's Michelle, everyone.
She's like, damn it, Sarah's right. I could be talked into anything. I've talked her into some stuff. You should have seen me with the Bottle Rock tickets the other day. I'm like, listen, let me just talk to you about this. You'll have no problem. All right, so I'm going to start the trash by telling you it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nice read.
Well, I try to not do, you know, wherever breaks, whatever takes, news 10, which is really my kind of go-to
right
excitement level. But not for Fremont Bank. They're amazing. We love Fremont Bank. Yeah, that is like heartfelt, isn't it? I'm like, oh boy, I guess I should really sell the sponsors.
Some manager at News 10's like, what do we pay for that?
How much was that sponsorship?
That chick couldn't have tried less.
Whatever breaks, whatever takes, News 10. I actually sound like I have a bagel in my
mouth,
too.
You do sound like you have dip in or something.
Yeah.
You chewing tobacco at
I wasn't.
Point?
No. I don't know. Is that could that be just the audio?
There might be a grit in your teeth. You might have a butt.
I was not allowed to smoke in the studio. Stop it. You know that. I used to have to go and smoke out the window that John Castino peed out of. I'd be like, what's the smell of pee? Oh, it's John Castino pee.
I can't remember if I'd already started smoking again or if I started again when I got to Philly, but either way.
I want to say you did smoke because you and I, right when you got there, I had to go do that TV thing that I was going to black out on. And I remember sitting in the parking lot and you handed me a cigarette. And I was like, oh, thanks.
I know, but my point is I might have been falling apart in different ways all around that whole adventure. I'm not sure. I don't think I was smoking the whole way across the country.
Mm.
But then again, somewhere
it's
along the way,
remember,
I may
right?
have gone. You know what addicts are like. I mean, there I am like.
Well, I got nothing else to do.
I'm in the middle of the country. I'm all alone. I'm going to a job that's not even going to pay me enough to live.
I have to rent a guy's room in his Reagan house. And he was
smoking. That's a true story.
I know. All right, let's do some trash.
Right.
It's 21 after or whatever it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, I sound like my mouth is just jam-packed full of stuff.
What is that, like 96, 97?
96.
96.
Yeah.
So you guys are recording one, like tape?
Who the hell knows? Yeah, tape.
Probably tape, right?
Yeah, sure. Huh? Probably a cassette tape.
Cool.
And we probably taped it from that tape to some other tape. Survivor.
Oh.
That's right, bitches. I'm going to talk about Survivor. I love Survivor so much. Tomorrow, it's an all-star version. It's actually not an all-star. It's an all-winners version for their 40th season. 40 seasons of Survivor. That show is so amazing. Even though I've watched all 40 seasons, I don't recognize half these winners. These people they fly in and out of my life.
Yeah.
Because I know all the names. When I'm watching the show that season, and then I forget the people.
Sometimes the winners aren't the ones that make the biggest splash,
true.
Too. I mean, they sometimes are sort of coasting and, you know, maneuvering their way quietly as opposed to the person that's being the villain.
Mm-hmm.
That person doesn't win, but that person is highly watchable.
Right. It's true. And they make, you know, sometimes I'm sad when they vote off a villain or they vote off some whack job because I'm like, oh, man. As much as I hated them and didn't want them to win the game, I also didn't want them to stop being on my TV every
week. One of the things that stands out to me, weirdly, as we talk about sort of these old episodes, and now we've got what you call a best of, when those three girls talked that dumb skinny boy with all the hair into giving up his idol, and then they punted, that minute, he was voted out, and they're just looking at him with smiles on their faces as he is.
And they go like this, bye.
As he walks off, the dumbest boy in the world.
He got played hard.
I don't even know how you can do that. Like, I get it's a game and you're trying to win, and boys are stupid, and girls can easily charm a guy. But the idea that you're doing it and following through with it, and then he's starting to give it up, don't you think you'd go, you're so dumb.
No, because you want to win your $1 million.
You're so dumb, dude.
And you're really thinking to yourself, there's
guys
this
are
guy,
the dumbest.
This guy's got to go.
Right.
It was cruel. I mean, if that had happened in life, if someone had done that in real life, not in the context of a game, it would be one of the most rotten things anyone could. It was a rotten thing to do, but it just, they were playing. They found
that,
a way.
Was that Parvati?
I think it was Parvati, Suri, and that chick who was big on, the really beautiful girl that was first on China. Can't think of her name right now. First
time. Oh, I don't know.
The big eyes.
I can't even see her. I just remember that. You know who I see? That dumb skinny boy with all the hair.
No doubt.
I'm going to give play this for.
Right. If you show the trust, then we'll take you. I'm like,
stupid,
oh my God.
Stupid.
You liar.
Idiot. Dumb dumb.
I can't remember who the third girl was. Damn it.
I'm sure they'll show us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Well, they did on last week's. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Yeah, that was one of the big moments on, you know, as they were showing. They did sort of a get ready for Survivor
season 40
last week. So tomorrow it starts up. Survivor has a huge celebrity fan base. And someone was asking Jeff Probst about whether or not they've ever tried to put a celebrity version together. Because I want to say it was like Jimmy Fallon, Rachel Brosnahan, which it's a name that sounds familiar, but I can't picture her face. But these are people who are like, I will find a way to do this. So I guess a few years ago, here's his quote. Jeff Probst says, in terms of doing a celebrity season, the truth is when I've approached people a few years ago, everybody goes, look, honestly, I could barely get 8 days off, let alone 39. So if you ever did it, it would have to be a really short, maybe Christmas special where you go to Hawaii for 8 days. And then is it Survivor? No. So he says, it's likely not going to happen. Oh, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is Rachel Brosnahan.
Oh, okay.
She was in House of Cards, too.
Neil Patrick Harris would like to do it. I don't see any other names here, but basically, don't get your hopes up. I don't think that's happening.
Well, what I would think is Survivor needs to say to the so-called celebrities, it's a regular Survivor game.
Yeah.
You either get the 39, 45, probably
no special
more
treatment.
Like, well, they say 39 days, but it's probably more like 60 or 75 between travel and getting you prepped for it. And
not to mention the fact that you have to be willing to do some of the publicity tour stuff afterwards. I mean, I guess maybe, you know, celebrities could find their way out of that stuff. But, I mean, a lot of their bread and butter is from these promotional appearances. And anyway, starts up tomorrow. The Razzies have been announced. So in the wake of the Oscars, which is...
You know what comes to mind?
Hollywood's best. Adam Sandler?
No, the one thing that comes to mind this year is that stupid Cats movie.
Cats is huge.
Oh, it won this?
Well, it didn't win anything. These are the nominations.
Oh, okay.
Cats leads the way, Vinny, with 9 nominations.
It's unwatchable even just the little clips.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I'm going to watch it someday.
You are?
Well, I'm convinced I won't be able to get anyone in my family to, so there'll be some night when John's away and I'm sitting and I'm like, what am I going to watch? Oh, Cats!
Corey hated it, right?
Yeah, everybody
And he
hated
loves
it. Pretty
Broadway,
much
everybody.
Yeah,
Cats.
He actually said, I love it and I hate it. Although he did say it was fun to watch. And Jason Derulo's package has been completely wiped clean. That's nice. In fact, I think he's nominated for that. There was a thing about him. Oh, he's in Duos. Worst screen combo. Jason Derulo and his CGI neutered bulge from Cats. Nominated for a Razzie. Worst screen combo nominees are any two half-feline, half-human hairballs in Cats. The Jason Derulo in The Missing Bulge. Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry or Tyler Perry in A Medea Family Funeral, which also got a lot of nominations. Nobody at the Razzies liked the latest Medea.
Medea quietly cranks millions, though, so she's got fans. So
Sylvester Stallone and his impotent rage are also nominated in worst screen combo, Rambo Last Blood. And the final nominee is John Travolta in any screenplay he accepts.
Yeah.
No particular movie. Taylor Swift was not specifically nominated for a Razzie for her role in Cats. I guess it's a pretty small role, is what I hear. They don't want to be the target of her next album. I'm sure that's it. Medea Family Funeral had 8 nominations, worst actress, 2 slots in the worst supporting actor category, worst screen combo, worst screenplay, all for Tyler Perry. Rambo Last Blood got 8 nods. This year's worst picture nominees are Cats, The Fanatic, The Haunting of Sharon Tate, A Medea Family Funeral, and Rambo Last Blood. And they're going to be televised this year for the first time. Not like on a major network. You have to have access to the Comedy Dynamics channel, which is a video on demand service.
That is not televised.
Agreed. No air date's been announced. And I don't see when.
And
they're...
weirdly, you'd think they could get that televised. There's plenty of channels.
Sure. And people actually show up for these occasionally. I think Sandra Bullock famously showed up to accept an award. But they, I bet if they televised them, more people would. Oh, really? My agent says more screen time is good for me? I'll do it.
That shows that you at least have a sense of humor about yourself.
Sure. It's true. You know Adam Sandler would be there. Oh, hey, would you also like me to perform? What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I've got a wrap up on dryuary.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you participated.
I certainly did. I almost made it.
Well, you don't think you did?
No, I mean, technically I didn't. I started drinking late in the day on the 31st.
Right. Well, anyway, and more after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.